Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Good afternoon. My name is Jamie Livingston, and I'm the Adult Services Librarian here at Wolfner Library. And today, Tisha Holden is with me, and she is going to talk to us about the Missouri State Parks and a little bit about herself. So, Tisha, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Tisha Holden. I'm Division Information Officer with Missouri State Parks, which is a division of Missouri Department of Natural Resources. I handle all the communication needs for the state parks. We have 93 state parks and historic sites throughout Missouri, and I provide all the news releases, the social help with the social media, publicize all the events and everything else that they have me do. So,
okay. Well, I'm glad you are able to be here with us today. Now, you said you handle the social media.
I assist with it. We do have a social media specialist who works for Department of Natural Resources, and he covers the state parks, but I provide him with content, and we work hand in hand. We work very closely together. So.
And do you know what social media networks you're currently using?
Sure. We have a Facebook account, Missouri State Parks Facebook account, and several of our parks and historic sites do have their own Facebook page, too. We have Twitter or X, whichever you'd like to call it. We have an Instagram account. We have LinkedIn, which is Missouri Department of Natural Resources. And I believe that's all of them. I might be missing one or two, but those are the main ones we use. So.
And you have an excellent website. I was poking around on your website, and what I really liked is you could pick the park, and then you could go in and read about it ahead of time. So if you were planning a trip there, you could see.
Right. And we do have what we call know before you go. So if there's something that the park offers, or if there's a person who cannot climb stairs, we try to make that known in the know before you go, that there are stairs to be climbed, just little things like that.
Well, most of our Wolfner patrons they have some type of, disability or impairment that makes it kind of hard for them to get out into the wilderness. But I like that. I was reading the website for the Elephant Rocks, and it told how steep the paths were and where they got narrow. And I thought that was really a good thing to have online for people. So.
It really is. And I'm glad you said Elephant Rock State Park. It's a beautiful place if you haven't been there. But it also has our only Braille trail in the park system. So visitors with visual impairments can we have Braille kiosk, and they can read about the features that are there, that are shown there, and they have ropes along the way so you know where you're at, and things like that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have been up to, I'm from the Kirksville area, and so I went to the Thousand Hills State Park, and they have a great, what is it called, petroglyphs? Yeah. And it's sad, they're in a building, you can't really get up close to them due to people bothering them, but it is kind of neat that they're sheltered now and hopefully protected.
Yes.
So those are really the two main state parks I think I've been to. But so have you always worked with this division?
No, I have not. I came from Department of Natural Resources, where I worked in the water program as their communications person. And before that, I spent 17 years with Missouri Department of Conservation. So I know a little bit about conservation and parks, and, they kind of work hand in hand at times. So it's a good combination.
And you said there are 93 parks in our state?
Yep, 93 state parks and historic sites. So the difference between a state park and historic site is the historic sites have, historical significance, like a Civil War battle occurred there, something like that.
And you said there are new parks
There are new parks.
Constantly or?
Oh, I wouldn't say constantly, but we do have new parks that are in the development stages. What we do is what we call a conceptual development plan, where we take our ideas and we put it out there for the public to see. And they say, no, we don't want to do that. We want this in the park. So we kind of take everybody's ideas and then come up with a plan and then develop it right now from there. Right now we have Shepherd of the Hills State Park, 11 Point State Park. I'm trying to think the other two. They're escaping me right now, but they're in the conceptual development planning stage.
And about, it's probably different for each park, but like average, how long does it take, like from the very beginning, like, oh, we should make this a state park until it opens?
That's a great question, and that kind of depends on funding. Usually, we do the conceptual development planning is about 1 year to 18 months. We take those input from the public, and then we, you know, discuss it and try to come up with a plan. And from there, then it goes to a phase one development stage where the development begins, and then it's not quite open to the public, and then keeps going from there. So it could be anywhere from, you know, 2 years to 10 years, just depends on the planning.
And are there park rangers at every state park, or are some of the state parks just kind of standalone places?
Well, the rangers, they some of them do have more than one park that they patrol. Some parks are unmanned, like you said. We don't have anyone at them. Some do have the superintendent, and then they have maintenance workers, interpreters, people like that who all work together to make the park what it is. You know, the busier parks have all those.
And I wondered if I like to eat morel mushrooms. Can I go hunt mushrooms at a state park, or is that against the law?
You can, but it's only for your personal consumption.
Okay. And can you go in there and, like, if you find a pretty rock?
No.
You leave it behind?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was a Girl Scout, so I know about, you know, leaving somewhere cleaner than you found it. But I wasn't sure about the mushroom hunting, because I know some of the state parks have good mushroom hunting areas. Can you tell us just maybe something interesting or something that not a lot of people know about state parks, or something that you find fascinating?
Well, every state park is different. Everyone has different features. You know, you can do just about anything at the parks, from camping to fishing. You can't hunt at state parks. It just depends on what you want to do. If you want to hike, every park has a different aspect. You know, you go down to the Boot Heel and you can see the bald cypress trees with their cypress knobs. At Haha Tonka and up in Camdenton, you have, you know, gorgeous views of the lake. So it's all depends on what you want to do.
Okay. And a lot of the parks have camping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And it's all different types of camping, right? Primitive camp hookups. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And you can find more, you know, about the camping and what's available at all the state parks if you get to our website, which is moststateparks.com, and you can search it there.
Okay. And can you book a campsite online?
Yes, you can. Yep, they have it available online.
Okay, well, that's good. So what do you find is growing in popularity, or what do you see the future of the state parks looking like?
That's another great question. I would say that we are trying to make Missouri State Parks accessible for everybody. So, you know, whether you're able to hike or not, we did get a grant for, we call it the Mo 360 Heritage Tour, which we've gone to different state historic sites and done films, so you can, it's actually kind of interactive. You get on the computer or on an iPad, and if you can't access the facility, you can get on the iPad and it'll take you on the tour, and you can pop up and it'll have different aspects of what's there and show you different features and everything. So it's kind of like being there. So I think it's a pretty cool thing. Other things that are coming up in our parks, we are getting more and more outdoor activities, such as disc golf. We've got two disc golf courses. Rock climbing is a big thing, too. We've got two areas where you can rock climb. I'm trying to think of some other things. Accessibility, like I said, is a big thing here at the parks. We have, we purchased three new track chairs, action track chairs, which are basically wheelchairs with a tank track on them, so you can take them just about anywhere. And we're pretty excited about that. We've got one at Elephant Rock State Park, one at Bryant Creek State Park, and one at Battle of Lexington State Historic Site. So they're all in different parts of the state. And we did receive funding to purchase three more. So they'll go into each of the three regions. So it allows people who wouldn't normally be able to get out in nature, get off the actual paved trails to experience it a little bit.
And if you wanted to use one of those wheelchairs at those sites, would you just call ahead?
Yes, you would need to make a reservation 2 days in advance and take someone 18 years old or older with you to help transfer you from the vehicle to the chair and back again. Park staff is not able to do that.
Oh, well, for liability reasons, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And is there a charge for
that? There's no charge.
But you do have to, 2 day?
Mm-hmm. You need to register for it just to make sure it's available and have it charged up and ready to go.
Okay. Well, that's a new kind of a new concept, isn't it?
And another new thing is we have beach chairs. We did have them at, I think, 4 or 5 beaches. This year we purchased them, so they're beach chairs at every beach we have at the state park that allows swimming. So that's a beach chair is able for a person who is wheelchair bound to get out into the water and actually float in a chair. So it's pretty exciting too. It's another new concept. So.
Oh, I wonder, how does that work with the sand?
They've got big wheels on them, so you can roll them into the water.
Oh.
And it just kind of floats.
Okay. Well, do you have pictures of that on your website?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And the same process is going to be, you have to reserve them in advance to make sure they're available.
So. Right. Right. Okay. I had, where I used to work, we had a program at our library about geocaching. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Do you guys do that? Do you allow it? Is it kind of frowned upon? Or?
I would say you would need a permit to geocache, and you would need to contact each individual park.
Okay. Well, oh, that's okay. I just knew one person that was really into geocaching and was telling me how you go and hide all these little things. And it sounded very interesting, but also very odd.
Yes.
But we do. I know that the Thousand Hills State Park in Adair County has a story walk because our library in Adair County helped with that story walk. And I know the state library is working, and one of our staff members here at Wolfner has actually helped them braille some of the story walks. So a lot of libraries are putting story walks in, maybe not necessarily at state parks, but at city parks or whatever. And I do know that a lot of those, we're trying to get those to be brailled for people. So I think story walks, I didn't hear too much about them before COVID. And then when COVID happened, we all kind of looked at things and different things. And I think a lot of the virtual tours really kicked up with COVID because...
And I'm glad you said the story walks. That reminded me that we do have American Sign Language interpreters at some of our events throughout the year, too. So we have a grant for that. So I think Mastodon, Babbler, Lake of the Ozarks, and maybe Onondaga Cave, I think they will all have ASL interpreters at some of their events. So that's also online. You can check that out to find out which events they are and when.
Okay. Well, that's great. So you're in charge of 93.
I'm not in charge.
But I mean, there are 93.
Yeah.
And how many people work for the Missouri State Park?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. And I don't have the totals in front of me.
That's okay. Sorry.
We do have several, at each individual park and then at our regional offices. And then we have our central office here in Jeff City. And we also hire seasonal people, too, to help out with the on season, which is now, people like to vacation. And so we hire extra for that, too.
You hire people to do like the camping,
to do
campgrounds.
To do maintenance, basically, and help with that.
Yeah. Okay. So what else would you like to talk about? Do you have some other stuff?
Well, we do have, you know, our Seniors to Parks program. It's for advanced aged individuals. Okay. I don't want to say older. They have tram tours, which you can get on the tram and they take you and tour the park. A lot of them are, the Katy Trail is a very popular one during the fall tram tours, so they can see the fall colors. We also have different programs, like Crowder State Park is doing a Seniors to Parks event, and they basically did a tour to the cemetery there and the Thompson House, and you know, they had a professor come in and talk. Mastodon State Historic Site does a Seniors to Park archaeology day, so they learn about archaeology, and you know, it's just different things like that. And again, if they go to our website, you'll be able to find out all kinds of programs and everything. If you just go under things to do, and it'll pop up, and it's listed by date, so you can see what's going on.
Okay. And you guys are supported by tax dollars as well?
We receive this the Soils and Water Park Soils and Water Sales Tax, sorry. And it's 0.1% sales tax that goes to fund us, and we split it with soil and water conservation.
Okay. And how long has the Missouri State Parks system been in place? Oh, no, I asked her a question.
Well, Bennett Springs State Park and Mark Twain State Park are celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. So, and they're some of the oldest ones in here. And the park system actually was founded before that, and I think it's 107 years is what we're celebrating now, but don't quote me on that. So it's been around for a while.
Okay. And did you guys do anything big for the was it the bicentennial 2020? Were you going to do stuff? I remember.
That's before my time. I haven't been here with parks that long, so I'm not sure what all they did. I know they did participate in the parade here, and we had all the parks listed, and somebody walked for that. But as far as what each individual park did, I don't really know.
Well, I know we had a gentleman come to the library where I worked, and he was from the Historic Society here in Jeff City, and they had all these fun things planned, and then that was the year of COVID.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a bummer. But we're getting past that now,
right? That's right.
So, Tisha, do you have some other topics?
Well, we do have some other things that are going on in state parks that are making it them more accessible, like Bonger Mills is moving their exhibits to the ground level to make it easier for people to see. The Missouri First State Capitol State Historic Site they updated their sidewalk, and so it's easier for people to get in and out. And Washington State Park added a bucket swing at their park. So there's several things that are going on.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad that people are thinking about accessibility. You know, Wolfner, we just started doing some podcasts and we started releasing them. And we had a patron that got a hold of me and said, are you going to release transcripts? Because
this person
is blind and deaf, so
they
can't really listen to a podcast, but we're going to send them a Braille transcript. Hmm. So I think it's great that you guys are getting more and more wheelchairs, and those float chairs for the swimming areas sound really neat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to check your website and see if there's a picture of that on there. But I want to thank you, Tisha, for coming in and talking to us today. Our Wolfner patrons, if you can get out to a state park or get on their website and take a look at it. Do you want to give us the website?
Sure. It's mostateparks.com. And we'd like to remind everyone that you're always welcome in Missouri State Parks.
But you do have hours, like you close it.
Yes, each park is different, so you might want to check the website to make sure, like some of the state historic sites close sooner than state parks. So just check the website and look up the park, and it'll tell you everything you want to know about them.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.